So welcome back to Does Pat Get It, where I decide to dive right into the middle of a comic book series and see if I can piece together the story and understand it. Today it is The Wicked and Divine, issue number 38, published by Image Comics, written by Kieran Gillen, I believe. Art by Jamie McKelvey. Right off the back, or let's say behind the cover, it states that every 90 years, 12 gods return in a young human form and then die off within a matter of 2 years. It also states that in the current storyline that a god, Persephone, has killed Anake and Morgan has murdered Baphomet. We also get a rundown of the gods, those living dead, and where they are and what they look like. And what's interesting is the pantheon also appears to be a mix of all religions, such as Norse, Greek, Egyptians, and Judeo-Christian, and I really like that, being a big fan of mythology. But anyway, our actual story starts off in Clampton, Devonshire, in 1948, and we follow a woman named Anna White. She appears to understand how this whole god thing works, but I have yet to see if she is a god or not. It then jumps to 1957 with Anna. I still have no idea what she's doing or who she is. Then we take a 50-year jump and go to Great Britain in the July of 2013 with a young girl using a telephone. I have no idea what's going on at this point. Then we then jump again to an area known as Valhalla in September of 2013. And it really looks like how Assassin's Creed depicts their gods as a sort of futuristic and neon lighting sort of thing. We then jump again to the 9th of March 2015, where the actual story begins. It seems that a god known as Woden, who appears to be a cross of Tron and Daft Punk, have imprisoned other gods. We then jump again. We have who I guess is Persephone admitting to Nergal that she is pregnant. I don't know where that came from. The rest of the comic goes by without me understanding a damn thing until it ends with a statement of Persephone no longer in the fabric of existence. All right, this comic is confusing. It's a serial that's been going on with, from what I can tell, no arcs except the main story or callbacks in any way to understand what happened prior. It doesn't help that the story keeps flipping back and forth between times and locations on a whim to even further confuse the hell out of me. And when I read this, I feel like that if you want to do time jumps like this correctly and make them important to the story, I can see no better example than that of the Hellboy universe, where they can jump back and forth through time with different characters and keep those in their own separate arcs instead of just doing it in one issue. And the art, in my opinion, is just boring. Facial expressions on different characters seem like they're copied, and I can't tell what they're really supposed to express. And sometimes they're just laughable. And sad to say this, but the art seems like it's following its status quo instead of doing their own style. In my opinion, I don't recommend The Wicked and the Divine if you're going to start from the middle. However, maybe this whole thing makes sense if you start from the beginning. I just won't be getting into this unless they decide to print a chronological omnibus, in which case I may try this series again.